This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
People love perks. You know, you get in some sort of club or rewards program. I even have a Flex Perks credit card.
A Flex Perks credit card? That just doesn't even seem like it's real. That's just really buzzwordy.
No, but and I've had it for a long time, and you can use it for like airline miles or buy stuff online and so on and so forth. I don't use my credit card as much as I once did, you know, where I was kind of years ago on that treadmill of max it out and then whittle it down and then max it out. And then I would kind of play the game. How much headroom do I have? You know, can I actually buy this?
Oh, and yeah. Then, you call the number to make sure you have enough available credit and then you go out and buy it.
Yeah, call in and go. So I have $75 left on my credit limit. How am I going to spend that? It was kind of like a reverse savings account, so to speak. But I swore off that. I got off that treadmill, and I'm pretty proud of that. Much more responsible in my older age when it comes to that sort of thing. But there are a lot of, you know, perks programs and rewards, and a lot of places do that. I'm not ashamed to admit that I got the McDonald's app for just that reason. And I don't go there a ton, but when I do, and if you use, you know, sometimes you'll get a freebie here and there. And on this Cyber Monday, Chris, this is right up my alley. And it's kind of a Cyber Monday gimmick. But it's pretty good. AMC Theaters and Stubbs Reward members will be able to get one large popcorn at half price every day through December 31st, 2026 with the Popcorn Pass, a new annual perk for $29.99. So they get you to pay up front. And, hey, if you go to the movies a ton, that will pay dividends. That's a good idea. I like that. Because as we talked about before here on the Lake Show, when you go to the movies, you got to get a soda. and a popcorn.
Oh, of course you do.
Yeah. I mean, I know some theaters, you know, have the adult beverages, and my wife will do that. And I don't know if it's, you know, more to put up with me or, but I like the soda. I like the jumbo soda, the big bucket of popcorn, and we've kind of already gone through that. That is a good idea. Tip of the cap to AMC.
Oh, I love, and you're getting this at the right time, because I feel like you're debuting this, and yeah, people are thinking about the movies because of Wicked for Good, right? And we're getting now, we're going to get into, you know, the, you know, Christmas where, okay, you know, you got your Christmas specials and you got, you know, people are going to be looking for things to do over the Christmas break with their kids. This is a perfect opportunity. And see, I would go and I'd probably just go get the popcorn and then just leave, not even go to the movie. If I'm going to get half price popcorn, I'll just go get popcorn every day.
Wow. Yeah. If you really do the math on it, you know, it is expensive, but I kind of know that going in. I'm going to get the movie ticket, and I'm getting the big boy soda and the big boy popcorn. I don't go to the movies as much because I feel like the movies, and I don't know about you, Chris, but on occasion I saw Wicked. We haven't been out mm-hmm. to see Wicked for Good, the sequel, if you will. We will when it's in theaters. I don't know if there's as many movies out right now where I'm like, I got to go see that on the big screen.
Yeah, and I think that's also one of the reasons why they put this out there.
Yeah,
because you do have these blockbusters. Like, I'm with you. Like, if there's a movie that we want to see, like my wife and I, we normally just wait. The only time that we ever go out to a movie is if it's something our daughter wants to see. Wicked for Good, I mean, she was looking forward to this. She absolutely wanted to go opening night, and we did. And we ended up going, and I'm so glad we did. You know, but at the end of the day, they're looking to bring people in. And even if you're not interested in going to a movie, then you're like, yeah, but you know what? I've got this pass. At least we're going to get... Okay, I'm lukewarm on it. Let's just go because I know we're going to get a discount and we're going to get a deal on the popcorn. So I think that might be part of the thinking. And then you get in there, and to me, I think that's probably one of the reasons why, because people love the popcorn.
Yeah, and I when we were flying a lot, my daughter was going to school out of state, you know, got involved in the frequent flyer and the miles programs and that sort of thing. And while we flew to visit a fair amount, I don't know how many dividends it really paid. And, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do you have any rewards programs or, you know, involved in any sort of club where, you know, it's kind of like the sandwich shops, I think, all have that. Like, you go to Jimmy John's or Jersey Mike's. I don't know if Subway still does stuff like that. If you buy X amount of sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, you buy
you get chips or a drink or something like that. And that's pretty typical on the fast food side. I wish when you went to the meat market, you know, you buy five good steaks, you get the sixth for free. I'm kind of looking for something along those lines.
Yeah, see, I don't think a lot of places have that anymore, because I know that it used to be the Subway Club Card.
I know Jimmy John's does.
Okay.
And, you know, every now and then I'll get Jimmy John's and bring it back to work. And for a long time, and it just kind of shows to what a dummy I am.
But then those are all through the app, though. Like, there's not like an actual physical card. I think in order to get all of those perks, you got to go through the app.
So, for instance, I go to Jimmy John's, pick up a sandwich. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I do that. You know, do that on Saturdays, but before I do the regular show here on CCO or Jersey Mike's or another sandwich shop. And for the longest time, they'd say, you know, are you a rewards earner? Well, one time, one of the kids working in the shop said, you should really sign up, you know, because you get stuff. And you get, like, free sandwiches or free chips and a drink, depending on, you know. And it's worked out pretty good. I mean, it was great advice. You know, it took a second to download the app. And then you go in there and you just give them your phone number. And there's other things like that. Like, there's a grocery store. And it was kind of like, you know, do you want your phone number associated with this? And I'm like, no, I don't. Well, then one time I did, and I ended up saving some money on that particular order.
Yeah.
By just linking it to my phone number. No, I don't know what, you know, hell I've unleashed by giving up my phone number in that way. But, you know, there is stuff out there still where you can get a deal, and a lot of it, you know, is online. But so far, the sandwich and at the grocery store are the ones where, you know, I've seen some value in it.
Yeah, and for me, I think you have to use it enough, because if you're only going to use it once or twice, then how much value am I really getting out of it? If it's something you're going to use on a, you know, on a consistent basis, you know, if you're looking at possibly, you know, using it, you know, weekly or monthly, then sure. I mean, like the McDonald's app, you know, my daughter downloaded it because, you know, we were going to go and, you know, take advantage of a deal. Well, the deal had expired, but then even though it said it was good through February, but you had to use it within like 48 hours. And you know, it's really weird just how things, they have everything set up and it's like, okay, you got to use it by now. And if you don't use it, and then you look and you're like, I've got all of these different perks. And I'm like, my daughter looked at her McDonald's and she's got like fries and nuggets and a fish fillet. And I'm like, okay. I mean, and she's.
I'm getting hungry. Don't bring up the fillet of fish.
Oh, really? You're a fillet of fish guy?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh.
Like intentionally you eat that? Like on purpose?
Give me that fish. Give me that fillet of fish. Remember those ads?
No. Oh, waddle, waddle, quack.
I love those bad boys.
Oh, God. The best part about the fillet of fish is the commercial. You eat, like, seriously?
I got a great fillet of fish story. And I think during Lent, you know, they're big sellers at McDonald's. And you'll get two for whatever. And once upon a time, maybe it was, you know, two for $2 years ago. And now it's two for six. And maybe next spring during Lent, it'll be two for seven. But, yeah, I can put down a couple of fillet of fish. No problem. But here's a great story. And my mom and dad will probably get mad. And my dad likes a fillet of fish, and my mom will have one. My wife will have one every now and then, especially if we're on a road trip.
I don't even know you anymore.
But when they had the two for, like, say, two for five or two for six, whatever it was, not all that long ago, you know, my dad would get the two and eat the two. But then my mom would say, well, I'll have a fish too. And he's like, well, get two. And she's like, there's no way I'm eating two fillet of fish. So I don't know if it's true or not, but he may have eaten three one time.
Well, I mean, if there's nothing.
I've never eaten three, but I'm not sure how that story went. If she just stuck to her guns and only got the one, but yeah, I like them.
Steve, I believe
I do.
It's in your DNA. I mean, you like can eat three if you want.
I do like, you don't like them.
No, I know. I just, if they had like two for three, I mean, you could pay me a couple of bucks and I won't have them. But boy, yeah, that's,
yeah,
I don't know. I can't. Yeah, this is something about that fillet of fish. I don't know. It's just fish. Yeah, I don't know. But hey,
yeah,
good for you.
Well, and you know, we did get a text on this. I know this is true. Casey's, Quick Trip. I know some of those places have, you know, some sort of rewards. You know, you go in and get fuel, you maybe grab a Diet Coke or one of those pies at the counter. You know, they do have rewards, and that pays dividends. And now that I think about it, that's pretty common that, you know, at those types, you know, the Speedway, the Holiday, the Quick Trips, they mentioned Casey's there. Those all have reward programs. I haven't really gotten involved in that, and maybe I should. You know, that maybe I should pursue that. Maybe I'm, you know, that modern coupon clipper, if you will. The one thing I will say, and I do want to follow up on this, kids in the neighborhood will canvass the neighborhood, say, in the late summer, as they're getting ready for fall sports,
yep.
And they sell the little cards that, you know, present this card and you get, you know, buy a foot long, get another foot long, 50% off.
Yeah, and you can, use those throughout the course of the year, like once a month or something.
Here's the problem, and I'm happy to contribute and help use sports, and these kids are out trying to raise money for their team, their program, whatever. So when able, you know, I'll kick in and buy mm-hmm. the card. Here's the problem. I get the card, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is a pretty good deal. You know, I go here, or I might get a pizza there, or I might do this. I always forget it, or forget where I put it. And once again, it's not the point, but that's another incentive where it's kind of like, I wish I could remember that, because, you know, you'd only need to use it couple three times and pay it off.
There are times where my wife did that. Like, one of my daughter's friends came, and you know, he was selling a card for his freshman football team, so of course she knew him, so of course, you know, she's like,
there's a $20 or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, and it's well worth it. I mean, these kids don't want to go door to door. I mean, these kids, let's face it, these kids do not want to go door to door, you know, soliciting people to buy these coupons.
No, and that is tough duty and can be tough duty. So I give them credit for going out and doing that.
Yeah, and we got it. But then I feel like we have to really make sure that we use it. You know, because it's like, okay, if we got it, then we have to make sure that we use it. And because if we don't use it, then I feel like it's wasted money. But as long as we use it at least once a month with something, then I feel like at least we're doing something. You know what I mean?
And I don't even feel like it's wasted money. I mean, I'm glad I was able to help out the kids, and that's what's frustrating. And I do have one still in, you know, whatever. I have one of those metal, they're not really wallets, kind of clips.
Oh, okay. Like a money clip?
Card organizers. Yeah. And I still have it. And this is the 2018 Rebel football, and none of, no, I'm kidding. Champlain Park Rebel football, and they got a lot of good stuff on here. I mean, there's food, there's other services, etc. But I always forget about it, and I don't know.
You got to put it somewhere where you're not going to forget. That's my thing. Like, I've got it on we've got like a little coffee table. That's like in our kitchen, and I have it right there on top, and I've got it like with a little paper clip with a bunch of other things, so I'm always looking at it just in case, so it's not out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, so I even have this with me where I keep some cards and my ID and that sort of thing, and I still forget about it. So I don't know if I need to like Velcro this to the dash, so when I'm out, oh yeah, hey, if I go get a pizza, I can go, you know. I'm glad I can help the kids, but man, I just don't.
Do something for yourself. I mean, it's not always about the kids. Sometimes it's about you, Steve.
You know, when it comes to college football coaches, it's never about the kids. And, well, I'm kidding, of course. But Lane Kiffin, he jumped to a rival just down the interstate. The story of Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss to LSU. We'll do that in a moment here on News Talk, 830 WCCO.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It is the Lake Show. Steve and Chris in tonight. Henry Lake has the night off. He has a week off. He'll be back next Monday here on the program here on the Lake Show. Well, I think people could see this coming a mile away. Lane Kiffin, a lot of success at Ole Miss. Ranked number 7, headed for the playoff. And a legit contender. I don't think there's any doubt about it. You know, Ole Miss is very talented, but Lane Kiffin couldn't resist the pull down the interstate at LSU. So he will jump from Ole Miss to LSU, and this guy's bounced around. I'm not going to go through his resume, but this is a classic example of anybody who is critical of a kid who decides to pull up stakes and go to greener pastures for more money or a better opportunity. Just look at a guy like Lane Kiffin. Absolutely no loyalty whatsoever. 11-1 season, ranked number 7, flying high, headed into the playoff. Yeah, I'm going to go to an arch rival next door at LSU. Just couldn't resist. It's a great opportunity for me. Too bad, guy. And oh, by the way, it took some of his coaches with him. And this is a major problem in major college football. And the focus seems to be on the student athletes, if you will, that jump around school to school looking for, once again, more name, image, and likeness money. And more playing time, etc. And I think as all these players could do, or anybody can say, Lane Kiffin, or any of these other coaches that bounce around and take jobs. And that was really my great criticism of the old system in college sports, where players who sign a letter of intent, if you transfer, you had to give up a year of eligibility and sit out. Tons of punishment for players when they decided to move on. Coaches, I'm out of here. I'm getting more money. And I think a lot of Gopher fans going back in the day remember Lou Holtz came in, created a lot of magic around that Golden Gopher program, and then the Notre Dame job opened. But I think he was pretty upfront If I get a crack at Notre Dame, I'm gone. You know, Ole Miss to LSU, you know, they probably both play pretty good money. I would assume LSU is a higher profile job. But to just jump and run before the end of the season, that there is no rule that these schools can agree that they're not going to do this in season, that they're going to wait till the end of the season or after the playoff is over, really just goes to show where that sport is at the highest level.
And this is one of the reasons why people check out on it, right? And people are so critical. Because you can say, oh, it's all about the student athlete. Well, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not about the athletes. It's not about the students. It's about the athlete, right? And it's about the coaches. Because, yeah, like Lane Kiffin, there was nothing preventing him from taking the job after the season. But once he made that decision, like Ole Miss, and this is where I feel like maybe college basketball does it right, or even, you know, like, some teams in the NFL, if you're going to interview somebody, but you can't interview them until their season is over, then it's like, okay, then you know there's a finality to it. He still wanted to coach Ole Miss, and Ole Miss is like, no, we're done. I mean,
well, and rightfully so, and I can't blame them for wanting to move on, and I think one of their coordinators was named the head job. But this, to me, is... And this has gone on forever where coaches have jumped. I use the Lou Holtz example, but leaving Minnesota to go to Notre Dame.
Yeah, but
he was very
transparent, though. Like you said,
yeah,
it's a dream job.
But in this case, you know, shame on LSU. You know, shame on the sport for not having an agreement among the presidents and the ADs where if you're going to can a coach, it's like sit tight and wait. And if Lane Kiffin is that in demand, why did he have to accept the job here and now? He could have said, I'm right now coaching Ole Miss, and we have business to take care of, and we'll deal with that later. I mean, the demand for Lane Kiffin isn't going to change at the end of the season. What if Ole Miss went out and won the whole thing? I know it's a little far-fetched with the likes of Ohio State and other teams like that.
But the fact that
you're
there and you're giving yourself a chance, though, and that's really what you want is to be in the college football play, especially being an SEC team.
Yeah, and but then at the same time, so many of these coaches say, yeah, what we're doing right now and the student-athletes and there's no loyalty anymore. Come on, spare me that. Is there any loyalty at all? So once again, at least we have a situation where if a student athlete is unhappy or can get a better situation for themselves, the coaches have been doing that for a long time, high time, the kids can do it as well. It is 833 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Steve and Chris here on the Lake Show. Of course, a lot of Ike's fallout today around the water cooler. And then the inevitable, how was your Thanksgiving? And Thanksgiving was good. The food was good. We had a potluck at my mom and dad's on Thursday. Mom did a fine job on the turkey. Was quick to point out, and she was really proud of it. And I think rightfully so. The bird turned out great. Fresh, locally raised turkey. It was outstanding. She did a great job, and everybody chipped in. Stuffing. The mashed potatoes. I took some tips. And you may remember, I asked how to make just great mashed potatoes, and we got a lot of calls on it, and it was good. I was stuck with the russets, but I did warm the butter and warm the milk. Here is one of my errors. Maybe put in a little too much milk to begin with. And I don't know if you've ever made the Kraft mac and cheese or the mac and cheese out of the box. I'm sure you have.
I have. Yeah, I've gone there.
Right. I'm like the Gordon Ramsay of mac and cheese.
Oh, don't say that to my daughter. She loves Gordon Ramsay.
No, I like Gordon Ramsay. I do too.
It's raw.
I mean, big fan of Gordon Ramsay. My daughter's a big fan of Gordon Ramsay, and someday we will visit a Hell's Kitchen and have the beef Wellington. So we're big fans. But, you know, I made a lot of mac and cheese. A lot of mac and cheese. But one of the errors is if you put in too much milk, like it spills out of the milk jug and you put in too much and then it's really runny. I won't say the potatoes were runny, but they weren't as firm as I had hoped. You could still get the gravy boat going, but it was borderline, and that was the error. Dumped a little bit too much warm milk in. They still were very tasty, and I think, you know, warming the butter, warming the milk before putting it into the mashed potatoes, they turned out good. And all the other sides were great. So the food was good. Company was good. A very nice day. Didn't watch a ton of football. Just because in that crew there aren't a ton of football fans beyond my dad and me. So it was a good day. Now, I understand, and you talked about this as well in advance of Thanksgiving. Tell me about the deviled eggs.
Oh, the deviled eggs.
Now, your mother-in-law, were they just 10 out of 10 again?
Oh, they were 10 out of 10, yeah. The thing was, like, I was in the kitchen taking care of the turkey. And I was taking care of the green bean casserole, but mostly the turkey. Well, they got the deviled eggs out and, you know, putting that on the table and everything.
Now, is that part of the meal or is that an hors d'oeuvre?
Apparently it was an hors d'oeuvre, and I thought it was part of the meal. But, you know, that's okay. That's okay. I looked down, and they had already been half consumed, so I'm like.
You had to get in on that.
I had to get in on it. I had to get why the getting's good, Steve. I mean, I can't mess around with that. So I stopped what I was doing with the turkey. I sacrificed the turkey for a deviled egg, and I don't regret my decision at all.
And so everything turned out well. Potluck went well. Everybody chipped in and did a good job.
It was only the in-laws brought the rolls, the deviled eggs, and the homemade stuffing. So yeah, they brought that, and then my wife and I took care of the other stuff.
And,
yeah,
we and got everything went well.
Everything went well, and my 15-year-old is not a big fan of turkey. She loves ham. Like, her thing is she loves ham. But
yeah, ham's good.
We had to, and I told you this story, like, she loves our wireless meat thermometer. So she's like, we have to use this. Used it, and it worked perfectly, and the turkey was just, it was juicy. It was so good, Steve, that I got, you know how when you're trying to figure out what you're going to do with leftovers, because you got yeah. so much. My daughter went through the leftover turkey in a day. And I have all these hoagie rolls. I was going to make, like, I was going to toast the bread and, have the turkey sandwiches with the, kind of gussied up a little bit. I got no turkey because she ate it all because she liked it so much. And she never does that. So to me, that is like the biggest compliment of what I did. So I don't
That is good. We didn't end up with a lot of leftovers. It was a fairly small group. I ended up with some extra potatoes. We didn't run out of food, but it wasn't like, what are we going to do with all of this? I will say one of the big hits, my daughter ordered pies from a bakery in St. Paul. She had done a lot of research. And the pumpkin pie and the caramel apple pie,
mm-hmm.
just two pies, both phenomenal. I had a sliver of each. And we did have leftover pie, and we were quick to say, yeah, if nobody else wants a pie, I'll bring that home.
Oh, see, now that's
so
just
I was
being
able
a team
to
player.
Enjoy that through the weekend, the leftover. Really good pumpkin. I can't remember the name of the bakery in St. Paul, but just terrific.
Why do people poo-poo pumpkin pies? Like, well, if it was better, you'd have it more than once a year.
I like pumpkin pie.
Yeah, like, why do people diss pumpkin pie? I don't understand.
I think a good pumpkin pie with a little vanilla,
uh-huh.
a little warm pumpkin pie, and some vanilla ice cream. Whipped cream's okay, but I prefer a good vanilla.
Yeah.
Oh, top notch. And that's like deviled eggs. It can be summer, it can be fall. Doesn't matter the season. I really do enjoy it.
Yeah, pumpkin pie tracks, for sure. I just want to know why people... It's so polarizing, and I can't understand why. I don't understand. I don't know if people just, like, revolted against pumpkin spice, like in October when it starts to get cold. I mean, everything's pumpkin. So are they just... It's like it's cool. It's like when it's cool to hate Nickelback.
Well,
people just hate pumpkin pie. Is that like the... Is pumpkin pie the Nickelback of pies? I mean, is that kind of where I'm at?
And I think that's a good point, because I think there's a lot of people that secretly drive around and listen to Nickelback. It's kind of like Rick Springfield and Jesse's Girl. People will say, oh, I hate that song. But when they're in the car by themselves, and that comes on the radio, people are singing along to Jesse's Girl.
Yes, absolutely they are.
You know they are. So maybe it's just chic to not be a big fan of the pumpkin pie, but I think it's good stuff. And some are better than others, for sure. In this one from the bakery, and here's a neat little twist they did. There were some chocolate-covered coffee beans. Now, bear with me. Chocolate-covered roasted coffee beans that were kind of part of the crust. So in the pumpkin pie, there was clearly the pumpkin, but just an undertone of a coffee flavor.
Mm.
And it was, especially with the vanilla ice cream, spectacular. So she knocked it out of the park. And, oh, by the way, you brought up the pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
That's some of the coffee joints. And I was one of those where it was kind of like, yeah, whatever. And then my daughter said, just try one.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the one at Starbucks? The pumpkin spice latte, I think it is. And she said, you got to try it. I'm like, all right, if you're buying, I'll try it. So she bought me one.
It's a life changer.
Oh, it's like, this is stupid good.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was one of those. I was a hater of the pumpkin spice latte. But what was I missing? And now, not that long ago, it was kind of like, well, let's go get another one of those. I'm
yes.
up for that.
Yes. Yes, Steve. Good job. You've converted to the pumpkin spice fan.
Here's the problem. What? They're gone again.
Yeah.
It's like McRib category. You get into the McRib, and then they pull the rug out from under you.
I think that's a great comparison because it is, it is like the McRib of drinks. I think that's fair. I think that is fair.
Oh, you know, the thing is, and to be perfectly honest, not a huge fan of that, but there are people. And it's kind of like the McRib is back, and then boom, just like that, overnight they disappear. They're gone, and you never really know when they're going to come back again. So, but I did try it, and I'm a fan. It is 8:48 here at News Talk 830 WCCO. We'll circle back around to the Vikes. Go back to some of our favorite texts on the topic. To close out the show, the Vikings are struggling. Looks like J.J. McCarthy will return to the fold. We'll talk purple in a moment. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
JSC is a friend.
People secretly love the song. They won't admit it. If this comes on the radio, I'm singing along.
She's watching it.
Guaranteed. I'm cranking it. First hour of the show, we talk Vikes, and they're in a bad spot, 4-8, 5 to go. J.J. McCarthy may return. Bad day, Max Brosmer in the purple. Shut out in Seattle. Ugly. No doubt about it. A couple of attacks I just want to get into real quick. And I think this is really good. This is not the Vikings' year, which is sad, but it happens. We'll be fine. Ruthless criticism has become a fan's right, apparently. All a function of our social media world where every fan is a pundit. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, Vikings management seemed like they did not think it through. And then the text went on. But I think that's a beautiful summation of it. It is not their year, and it doesn't seem like they thought it through. They're putting a lot on young kids in the most important position in sports.
Yeah, it's not that J.J. McCarthy and the quarterbacks have failed the organization. The organization has failed these young quarterbacks.
I like that. I like that a lot. Chris Tubbs, always fun. Big thanks to you for tuning in to the Lake Show. Steve in for Henry. We've got the news at 9 in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.